You know, they have to be wondering, how in the world could such a small group of people with limited resources change world history? But in fact, that's happening, and it's the power of the truth. You heard Michael Yaden say kryptonite. He is, and that's the same word I used when I went on Joe Rogan. I set all the records for his show, that the bottom line is the truth is like kryptonite at this point in time, and you can't stop it. Look at the protesters outside the BBC headquarters, you know, with their signs. And this is a human outrage occurring, and it's occurring at the end of a hypodermic needle. What we know now is the deaths that are occurring after vaccination are broad, they're worldwide, they're occurring with all forms of the vaccine, Alex. And on December 7th, 2022, in the US Senate, I concluded the Senate panel on vaccination with the call to remove all vaccines from the market. None are safe for human use.
All right, he's going to host with us a little bit in the next hour. And it's on the heels of Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president, head of their whole division over there at Pfizer, just knocking it out of the park. And, of course, it's Dr. Peter McCullough. He's been demonized. He's been sued. He's been attacked. He's just like me. He doesn't spend time on those attacks. He keeps moving the ball down the field. And I know you want to get in to the NFL player collapsing. I know you want to get into all the sudden death and statistics. We're going to do that. But Yaden didn't even want to. It's not about tooting your horn. It's about you guys 2+ years ago called all this a scientist. You've been vindicated. Elon Musk said he got sick. His cousin had myocarditis, almost died. You've got the government coming out saying maybe we shouldn't do boosters. We've got all these rats leaving the sinking ship. Can you talk about vindication, the signals you saw 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, your predictions of what would happen? It all came true. And then now we got to prosecute. We got to move forward. So can you give us the 35,000-foot view first?
Right. Well, you know, I recently made a stage presentation at Clay Clark's Reawaken America. On stage, Michael Flynn in the back. And I told America, 3 years into this, I've given more public comments and more analysis on video than Fauci, Walensky, Jha, Murthy, Harris, Biden combined. I've actually given more media analysis than them combined. And one thing you will not find on me is a highlight reel of me flipping and flopping and flipping and flopping on important issues. I've been accurate, I've been consistent with America, and I've evolved my analyses as the pandemic data have unfolded. And Dr. Yaden and doctors in my circles, we've been completely accurate on this from spread of the virus, on early treatment and the principles of early treatment, on the deficiencies in hospital care, and the hospital is simply too late to save patients, and now on the horrendous data we're seeing on the safety of the vaccines and its loss of really any theoretical efficacy as we sit here today. We are now in the midst of the BQ and XBB Omicron variants. The bivalent boosters have no theoretical coverage of these variants. And we have a situation, Alex, in China, where China is actually making things worse. China's had a Chinese menu of 12 different vaccines, mainly killed virus and antigen-based vaccines. And all they've done is they've been an incubator for variants.
And I know you want to go to the next level of this, but let's talk about some of the victories for listeners, because they trust you. They know you. They know you predicted it all. You're incredible. You know, it's Dr. Yaden, it's you, and it's Robert Malone. You guys are the three guys out there. It's not about credit, but you've been the hardest working of the three, and they've all been very hardworking. And you guys have literally helped steer the world out of this with everything you've done. I can track it right back to you guys and our audience as well. It's not about credit, but it's about you're a leader. You've won, so that's how humans act. We hand the ball to the guy that steered us right. What is it like to see, I mean, Elon Musk retweeting you and you're getting, you know, not hundreds of thousands, but tens of millions of people on your tweets. I mean, it is, I see that and I just cheer how incredible that is. What is it like for the 2.5 years of hell you've gone through? You don't talk about it, but you off air the persecution. it's got to be satisfying to have sacrificed so much. So many people that sacrifice never see the liberty in their lifetime. They hope it works in the future. You're getting to see huge victory now.
You know, I was suspended for Twitter for 2 months. And on some days, I was number one. I was trending as the hashtag number one ahead of the World Cup on some days. And so it was obvious the world wanted my analysis, my opinion. It's been enormously gratifying, Alex. I'll just tell you this much.
I told you God's real. It's you're the underdog.
It's been gratifying. The principles of early treatment, as I originally proposed, but it wasn't just me. It was Vladimir Zelenko, Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick. There's a team of worldwide heroes. Didier Rialt in France. Listen, this is a worldwide effort. The principles of early treatment, we believe, have spared millions of lives and tens of millions of hospitalizations. I mean, this is
massive. If it wasn't for your protocols, my dad would have died.
Yeah, it's a massive. It's absolutely massive. That we now, you know, as we work through 4 to 6 drugs, we've really largely figured this out. Still one of the most dynamic drugs we have is ivermectin. 45 randomized trials, all small, all showing a signal of benefit, roughly a 50% reduction in mortality, completely concordant with the ICON study. One of the original studies was a multi-center prospective comparative study by J.J. Rochter and his wife in Florida. American data, ivermectin, published in one of the best journals, Chest, now confirmed and actually vindicated in the full breadth of data on ivermectin, one of many useful drugs we treat the condition.
And again, I go back to vindication. Yes, you're vindicated on saving lives and exposing the shot, but it's all coming out that it doesn't work. It's all coming out it hurts people. It's all coming out they covered it up. It's all coming out they had secret agreements. You said all that years ago, but now it's definitely turning against them. What do you make of that?
Well, it's so true. You know, I am under review by the American Board of Internal Medicine for a bogus COVID misinformation policy as they were colluding with Pfizer and Moderna through Weber Shandwick, their PR firm. One of the things the board had challenged me on is the number of deaths due to the vaccine, Alex. The number of deaths, this is very important, today in BMC infectious diseases, a highly cited peer-reviewed manuscript, Dr. Mark Skidmore, Michigan State University, valid survey asking people what they know about the vaccine, how many people in their constellation do they know are injured or worse. His estimates, based on very good social science research, this is astounding. Through December of 2021, Alex, 289,000 Americans estimated to lose their life with the COVID-19 vaccine. Mm. Completely concordant with Pantazatos and Seligman from Colombia using a different methodology, which was COVID administration data and U.S. Census data, they came up with 287,000 Americans.
Two totally different studies using different methodology hitting the same point.
On December of 2021, now carry this forward. Just a whole year has gone by. We now have in the CDC VAERS system, the CDC is certifying over 16,000 Americans that have died after the vaccine, I think 22% within the first 48 hours, very tightly related. So now a long tail of deaths. The accepted underreporting ratio for VAERS, because if we don't have the vaccine card and all the data, we can't report, and many patients die at home and or die in the ambulance. We don't have the card. The underreporting factor is 30. 30 times 16,000, we're talking north of 450,000 Americans is our best estimate that have died after the COVID.
And I think that's conservative because I know so many people like Ernest Ramirez and others, they get contacted by FEMA and the government saying, change your story. You didn't die. Your son didn't die from this.
Well, you know, we have to wonder, where is the outrage from the parents who've lost children, from relatives, people in close family circles? Case after case after case. You know, the very first one public figure was Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron took the vaccine, former baseball great. He dies a few days later, and the press had actually disconnected those two on the press release. And through 2021, we had prominent figures. Sometimes the press release said they died the vaccine, like Midwin Charles, a CNN correspondent on a beautiful African-American woman. Takes the vaccine, dies, and the press report says she died of the vaccine.
What about William Shakespeare? That was his name, the first man to take it in the UK. He died.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that, but there's been challenges. How about the fitness weightlifter instructor who said, listen, if the vaccine is safe, I'll take it and I live. But if it's unsafe and I take it and I die, it's not safe. And he dies. You mentioned now Elon Musk coming out.
Stay there. Let's come back. And you want to talk about the NFL player that collapsed?
Let's do it.
Let's talk about that. But you are dominating right now, and it is powerful. Peter McCullough, totally vindicated. He's going to tell us what's coming next. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Shame on you! 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 BBC, the lying liars of lies.
So 50, 60,000 people get outside the BBC this weekend and protest the vaccine desk. They tape thousands of photos of people that die from the shot on the windows. Zero coverage. Doc, I know you want to get into the science and more people about what's coming next, but please, for the listeners and viewers, you were saying some powerful things during the break about the globalists are really angry right now.
You know, they have to be wondering how in the world could such a small group of people with limited resources change world history. But in fact, that's happening, and it's the power of the truth. You heard Michael Yaden say kryptonite. He is, and that's the same word I used when I went on Joe Rogan. I set all the records for his show, that the bottom line is the truth is like kryptonite at this point in time, and you can't stop it. Look at the protesters outside the BBC headquarters, you know, with their signs. And this is a human outrage occurring, and it's occurring at the end of a hypodermic needle. What we know now is the deaths that are occurring after vaccination are broad, they're worldwide, they're occurring with all forms of the vaccine, Alex. And on December 7th, 2022, in the U.S. Senate, I concluded the Senate panel on vaccination with the call to remove all vaccines from the market. None are safe for human use.
Incredible. So I know you want to get into current science and current warnings. You're always about the future, but how big, what do you make of this capitulation? I mean, everybody from Scott Adams to just thousands of other prominent pro-vaxxers coming out and saying, we were wrong, you were right, we were set up. All the news confirming death and heart attacks, the FDA, CDC having to admit there's connections to it. I mean, how would you quantify that?
You know, the change is, it was clearly going to happen. Because this can't go on forever. The sad thing is how many people have been damaged with these vaccines. On my Substack, Courageous Discourse this week, Alex, I summarized a paper by Wu and colleagues from the US FDA. This is astonishing. This is from the US FDA, and it is concerning the use of the Janssen vaccine in the United States and blood clots. And they describe thousands upon thousands of cases of blood clots in Americans. Some of them, Alex, the blood clots go from the ankle to the hip. This is astonishing. These are monster blood clots, and 11% of the cases were fatal. This is in a published manuscript by the FDA. What's the difference between me and the CNN commentators is that I'm fairly evaluating this, and I'm bringing it forward to America and telling America the truth.
Continue, please.
What we know is that through a series of studies now, and critical autopsy studies, one by Heidelberg, Germany, by Schwab and colleagues, the other one by Chavez from Colombia, two different parts of the world. They're looking at patients who have died after the vaccine. So they've died, and the families have called for autopsies. The coroners called for autopsies. They have found in both studies concordant results between 70 and 80% of the deaths are directly due to the vaccines. They find a fatal blood clot. And the FDA and all the agencies agree the vaccines cause blood clot. They find fatal heart damage, myocarditis, and a cardiac source of death. Or they find devastating stroke or intracranial hemorrhage. So the autopsy studies now are coming in. They're implicating the vaccines. The regulatory agencies say the vaccines cause heart damage, neurologic damage, and blood clots. And this leads us up to the case of Damar Hamlin, who has a cardiac arrest on the field. The Monday Night Football game, last game of the year, Bills versus Cincinnati. You know, the NFL has never shut down a game before. This is the first time in history. The NFL has a wonderful track record in terms of cardiovascular safety. The players are screened for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, valvular disease, significant heart disease. They're all, from a cardiovascular perspective, in great shape when they get on the field. And what I told Tucker Carlson within 24 hours of the event, and later on, a week later, Laura Ingraham, on both on Fox News, I told them there's a straight line of understanding here. That in early 2021, the White House and HHS announced the COVID Community Corps funding program, $13 billion, go to a whole variety of organizations in the United States to push the vaccines. Prominently, the NFL takes our taxpayer dollars. Then in June of 2021, the FDA says the vaccines cause heart damage. Then in August of 2021, the NFL says they're going to have a mandate. The players don't want it. NFL forces it on. They run the mandates and the vaccines from August of 2021 to March of 2022. Then they drop everything. They drop the vaccines. They drop all the COVID testing protocols. And the NFL says that 95% of players are taking the vaccine. But prominently, Aaron Rodgers doesn't take it. Cole Beasley doesn't take it. We have, you know, prominent players who don't take it. A lot of the senior superstar players don't take it. You know, Cam Newton gets forced out of his job at the Patriots. He doesn't take it.
The top tennis player doesn't take it.
Novak Djokovic doesn't take it. Kyrie Irving, you know, these guys, basically Kirk Cousins, another quarterback, doesn't take it. So we have this situation, this tension. A lot of the young guys probably take it. Damar Hamlin, young player for the Bills, early in the game, makes his tackle. And we have a situation now where he gets up, he about just his helmet, you know, he recovers, and then he passes out. He has a cardiac arrest. I saw it live. I was contacting my colleagues on this. You know, he got CPR, wonderful resuscitation on the field. The AED says shockable rhythm. He's shocked. He has a little bit of motion afterwards. That tells me he's gonna recover. They wait. He's stable in the paramedic unit in the tunnel, and they wait to get his mom out of the stand. So that's another indicator to America that, you know, he's going to be okay. He gets to the hospital. I tell Tucker he's going to survive. They're going to quickly rule out heart abnormalities in terms of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, valvular disease again, electrolyte abnormalities, other things quickly. And then when they have their press conference, they literally say, "We don't know what caused it." I told Tucker, then I told Laura, as a cardiologist, if he was my patient, the first thing I'd think of is COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis and a small scar, and then a cardiac arrest related to this, because it's happening in the peer-reviewed literature.
Why does it hit prime athletes so hard?
We think it's part, well, hey, it hits 90% men and 10% women, so there has something to do with the androgen receptors in the heart. But importantly, it may be athletes because of myocardial blood flow and the hemodynamic demands that they have. And we know lipid nanoparticles definitely go in the heart. Bollmeier and colleagues from Germany shows the vaccine and the spike protein in the heart causing damage. That's been shown. And then we have MRI studies, one by Jenna Schauer, two actually by her in pediatrics, showing the heart damage is identifiable on MRI. It's clearly the source of the cardiac arrest.
Wow. When we come back, I'm just going to give you the floor because you've got more points to make. But I've got questions like, how do we get on the offense to punish those that have done this, like criminal investigations in Japan, criminal investigations in places like Florida, other ones around the world? How do we go on the offense to make them stop rolling out the next power grab? Stay with us. Dr. Peter McCullough, straight ahead.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated association, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body. Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Hmm.
Please. And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticle similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.
All right, if you go back 5 years ago, we played the C-SPAN clip of Fauci with all the big heads of the federal agencies with health saying, we're going to blow up the old system. We're going to use a virus out of China to bring in mRNA. We're going to get rid of the approval process. And now they've announced at Davos, oh, we're getting rid of the approval process. We've got cancer mRNA shots. We've got stuff for drug abuse, stuff for depression, stuff for everything. We're going to make you take all these experimental shots. So I was talking to Dr. Peter McCullough in the break, and he said, it's going to be the biggest I told you so in history. But I want to talk about something he didn't even bring up, but I know there's a lot of great telemedicine out there, but this guy with a great CEO out of Canada, he was on Tucker Carlson about it, has brought out the best telemedicine out there. I'm personally using it. McCullough didn't come here to plug this, but I'm going to plug it because it saved my dad. It saved a bunch of my family. It saved a bunch of people early on when these guys were just on the phone calling pharmacies and getting people to give people things they needed that they were told by the media, don't give ivermectin, don't give hydroxychloroquine, don't give budesonide or whatever you call it, inhalable steroids. And it pisses me off because these are lightly controlled substances, very easy to get prescriptions for. Like inhalers, they were blocking it. But not just those. Anything you need, next-level online medicine. This is the future. Something great Trump did was make this the law. So if you go to onlinehealthnow.com, And it's a, we'll put a lower third for Dr. McCullough. That's a link that goes to the site, so we get a little bit of the support because they are a sponsor. I set this up with the folks working with Tucker Carlson and you know the CEO they had on, aside from Dr. McCullough. But I'm going to make you talk about this company and the great work you're doing because you're persecuted, you're attacked, you've saved millions of lives, and who doesn't want you as the main chief doctor running this thing as their doctor? That's where I want to go. That's who I want to support because it's Russian roulette. You go to one clinic, they're listeners, they know what's going on, they give you what you need. You go to another, they laugh at you and say, wear a mask, we're not going to even help you. And so tell us about where the onlinehealthnow.com leads. For healthcare you can trust, visit onlinehealthnow.com and connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the wellness company. This is the future of medical care. You see it everywhere. Virtual healthcare on call from anywhere. By visiting onlinehealthnow.com and the wellness company, get access to uncensored content, schedule virtual appointments to speak with medical doctor, get exclusive treatment packages, shop online for doctor-approved supplements, and so much more. Healthcare should not be a hassle, and you should not have to convince or beg the mainstream doctor for effective and cheap medical care. More than just an online doctor visit, listen to podcasts, watch the Med Talk videos, read unbiased medical articles and publications, and access their online ebook library. And this is why Trump got conned by the shot. We'll talk about that in a moment. He just said, green light everything, I trust doctors. So he did a bunch of good stuff, a bunch of therapeutics, brought out the good stuff, and countered the bad stuff. But because he trusted the system, he also pushed what the bad guys were doing. That's why it's important to write this down and have this and be ready. So you don't want to get into this. You want to cover news. But tell us about the wellness company and how important it is.
I tell you, TWC.health.com is the wellness company. Wonderful, wonderful creation. And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. There are verticals for nutraceuticals and supplements, health and wellness coaching, media, telemedicine doctors. This month, they've announced a dental network. Now, companies are bringing on the wellness company as a benefit because it's a cell phone app. People for $10 a month get access through the cell phone to what they need in terms of a doctor when they need them.
And this is a revolution. Bypass all the controlled people and go right to the folks that have stood up for humanity and get great services at the same time.
It's so true. And, far and away, the most popular question or the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. Nattokinase is a Japanese discovery. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme.
Well, the Japanese just discover so much stuff.
They do. And this one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. It looks like it takes a long time for the body to get rid of it.
So we keep looking for a mitigator. This is it. Tell us about it.
The Dr. Vandewater supplement features nattokinase. I recommend it twice a day. It also has selenium and some other natural herbs and supplements. She's a pharmacist on our team. She designed it, and it's supported by preclinical science. We need, obviously, human clinical studies, but it's an available supplement now. People are looking for anything. Alex, I've tried prescription drugs. I've tried ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I've tried steroids, fluvoxamine. We can't seem.
By the way, anybody saying COVID isn't real hasn't had it. I'm as healthy as a horse. I get sick like every 10 years. I've been around 48 years, 49 now. I've never experienced sickness like this.
It's true. You can imagine. What if you were, 89? You can see how you went down. But I'm talking about this problem of now after the vaccines and multiple bouts of COVID, people are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. They have a variety of constitutional symptoms. This is a potential solution. We're clearly going to try to advance the science here.
They go to online now. onlinehealthnow.com, that's a URL so we get some of the support. They go there, it leads them right to the site, and they can get this compound.
That's right. They get the compound, can sign up as a monthly membership, can buy it without the monthly membership, get a discount on the products. Many people want it because they want the backup to get a doctor when they
need it. Well, that's it. And God gave us nature to counter this stuff.
It's true. It's so interesting. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it. Continue now with the big news. Vindicated, it's all coming out. You were saying during the break that the leader just panicked.
Well, you know, what we've witnessed is this in our book, Courage to Face COVID-19, we describe the biopharmaceutical complex, this alignment of the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, the Rockefeller Foundation, and CEPI, the Coalition of Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, Gavi, Unitaid, the worldwide federal agencies, pharma, and the suppliers. They've basically coalesced around a complex. And they are singularly focused on vaccination and particularly genetic vaccination as a means of influencing world health, as they pose it. In the Davos meeting, we analyzed the agenda, Alex. It turns out only 22% of the World Economic Forum meeting is on economics. The rest of it is on science fiction. It's on some type of view that through...
It's a science fiction death cult. And notice I have played three clips from it where they said, we're going to fix your genetics with mRNA. So they're admitting they're changing our genetics.
There you go. And I tell you, it is a disaster. We've now learned that this messenger RNA looks like it's permanent. The 3' and 5' caps on the end, the nucleoside analog caps, do not get digested by human enzymes. They actually enhance reverse transcriptase by endogenous enzyme called line 1. This means that this code is then transcribed into your permanent DNA, then passed down from parent cells to daughters.
Which, I'm not a scientist like you, but that's quite the feat. They thought that couldn't be done before.
Well, and it is the biological misadventure of, you know, our lifetimes, if not for all time. Messenger RNA is off to a disastrous start. And now all these leaders are proposing that, you know, it become part of influenza vaccination, other viable vaccinations, actually therapeutics for heart failure. And I've given commentary on this. This is a disaster. Messenger RNA ought to be black box.
Don't you love how Moderna's like, we got a problem for all the heart attacks now?
Well, Moderna has now, I think, 4 dozen different product lines. The whole reason why Moderna even got going is U.S. our taxpayer dollars filled their coffers. And at this point in time, watch out for anything that's made with messenger RNA. It's bad business.
Folks, go to OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. See all McCullough's reports and more. Sign up to be a member or what, you know, buy stuff, products right up. But they are great people. You should go there. You should protect yourselves now at OnlineHealthNow.com. One word, OnlineHealthNow.com. Go there and protect yourself. All right, let's come back and talk about the big picture, because and then everywhere else you want to go. This is incredible. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, you've got tons of science to cover. We're going 15 minutes the next hour before the guest host takes over. You're so gracious to be here, but you will not toot your horn. You go, oh, this scientist is great, that scientist is great. Yeah, they all get credit, but most people don't get to see victory in their lifetime. This whole agenda is falling apart. Criminal investigations are everywhere. The agencies are saying we got lied to. They're blaming Big Pharma, who they should blame, but Big Pharma took control of the regulatory system. How would you define this moment we're at, and then get at all the other points?
It's astonishing. At the regulatory level and the state and federal level, state by state, I anticipate there's going to be grand juries, investigations, public health officials losing their jobs. Florida, Ron DeSantis announcing grand jury investigations. Things going on actually in Oregon, Mississippi, so many other
states. Federal investigation in Japan.
Federal in Japan. You know, and at the our federal level, we know there will be congressional investigation. Lots of planning for this now. Remember, Congress oversees the FDA. The FDA has had a huge degree of culpability in this, in not pulling the vaccines off the market. In my view, they should have been pulled off the market in January of 2021 as Pfizer accrued 1,223 deaths within 90 days of release of their vaccine.
The swine flu got pulled over 3 deaths.
Well yeah, initially it went up to about 25 is when they made the call to pull it. It went up to 53, 550 cases of Guillain-Barré. That's with the President Ford and the swine flu vaccine, that's with no VAERS, no...
So 3 triggered the investigation, 50 did it.
Right. Well, in the end, it was 53 was the tally. Well, Pfizer ran this tally up. 1,223, the FDA knew about it, and the FDA, their lawyer, wanted to block release of that dossier for 55 years. That in alone it by itself ought to be the investigative showpiece. Who at Pfizer
knew? Prima facie. Why would you try to hide that?
Yeah. Who at Pfizer knew? Who at the FDA knew? And why they didn't shut this down? But Alex, I got to tell you, the single greatest question I get is from really good people who took the vaccine early because they were told to. They were told it was the right thing.
I get this too. In fact, I'm sorry to interrupt. You absolutely, on the street everywhere. Okay, I took the shot. Are you mad at me? No, I've done things. I've been conned. I've been wrong. I funded abortions when I was a teenager. I was wrong. I didn't know I was killing my kids. I'm sorry. I repent. Nobody's mad at people that took the shots. We understand you're victims.
We have a great degree of compassion. I have to tell you, in my office every day are victims of the vaccine. People with dozens of cases of myocarditis, blood clots, amputations. I've seen horrific things in my practice with the vaccines. We have a tremendous amount of compassion. I think a couple important points for those of you in the audience who've taken the vaccines. First thing is, it looks like the damage is cumulative. So the first point is, don't take any more of these shots, because each shot is loading the body with the Wuhan spike protein, which we know is damaging, and then cumulatively probably lethal. So first and foremost, no more shots. Absolutely. Doesn't matter what brand. No more. It's got to stop. The second point is vigilance. Alex, people have to be vigilant. They've taken three or four shots. They go on a long plane trip and the leg starts to get swollen. Think blood clot. These cause blood clots. Look at Al Roker, our favorite weatherman. He takes three or four shots, ends up with blood clots this fall, hospitalized twice. Herb Kirkstreet, our favorite ESPN announcer, vaccine blood clots. Deion Sanders, family history of blood clotting disorder. He gets arterial blood clots. He has 9 surgeries, multiple amputations. He'll never walk and run normally again.
Jeez.
Be vigilant. So the other thing is heart damage. So people who are having shortness of breath, chest pain, they've taken a vaccine, do not blow it off. This is the time to see your doctor, get the appropriate blood test, EKG and other tests. We think there's an opportunity here to save lives now, but people have to be activated. Wellness Company is a great portal to get in, can make referrals, get things going, but you're going to need to see doctors on the ground for this. These vaccine injuries are serious.
Please continue. I've got a lot of questions, but I don't want to interrupt you.
Here's the next point. Everyone's looking for detoxification. We talked about NATO kinase. It needs clinical trials. We need to push for requests for applications for clinical trials. We need clinical trials in a whole array of areas to see how we can get this detoxification process going. There seems to be, right now, no ready answers on how to get the vaccine out of the human body. What we are looking for is opportunities for people to push foundations, to push our federal government to have vaccine injury research centers. We need screening and detection, diagnosis, prognosis, and management. Everybody should be now pushing their senators or congressmen for vaccine injury care. The Zogby survey done last summer, I think, was so impressive. A valid representative survey of Americans. 2/3 of Americans took the vaccine in the Zogby survey. 15% of Americans say they have some new medical problem because they took a COVID-19 vaccine.
Let me raise the coroners in Europe and Australia and New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, U.K. They say they've never pulled blood clots, even out of young people that look like this. And then the scientists say it's not really protein from the blood. You're an expert on this. I know it's hard to quantify. What is it?
Well, what we think is going on is, we know about the FDA publication now by Wu and colleagues, now focused on the Janssen vaccine. Thousands and thousands of people, not post-mortem, but actually living people with giant blood clots. Wu from the FDA, and it's on my Courageous Discourse Substack, published in peer-reviewed literature, is describing ankle-to-hip blood clots in people. 11% of them are fatal. Now, what the undertakers are reporting could be post-mortem findings. What we know inside these blood clots is the spike protein.
Sure, they're not pathologists, but the point is they're seeing things they never pulled out of people.
Right. Well, normally when the human body dies, the blood is liquefied. They cannulate the blood vessels, and actually the blood is drained out of the body, and a perfusate goes in to preserve the body. they were finding that the blood wasn't flowing, and they actually dissected the vessels to figure out why. And there are these post-mortem blood clots developing.
Sure, so they're not a scientist like you. They're just saying, we never seen this.
It's new. Now, again, this is in the era of we've had COVID and we've had the vaccines. They're reporting it during the epoch of the vaccines. But remember, most people with COVID in 2021 and 2022 were vaccinated. So they've had both exposures. I think at this point in time, it's likely what they're describing is post-mortem. We haven't seen any analysis stratified but according to vaccinated, unvaccinated, COVID or not COVID. I think it's likely post-mortem. But the FDA recent publication by Wu and colleagues describing giant blood clots in living human beings is, I think, should be noted.
Sure. So what happens then if it's post-mortem? How is blood different now with the shots or with COVID that makes it do this?
It's loaded with the spike protein. The spike protein drives blood clots. And on top of that, Alex, the spike protein folds. It's considered to be amyloidogenic. Amyloidogenic, there's about 32 proteins known in the human body that fold. When they do, it becomes rubber-like. Amyloid means rubber. In the pathology lab, an amyloid heart or amyloid organ is rubberized. These blood clots are rubberized. What I'm finding in my clinical practice is I have some patients with giant blood clots. I'm using blood thinners. It's been over a year. They're not dissolving.
Well, that's what I saw in the literature, is it's not working. Like, it's not just that undertakers are saying we've never seen this. The doctor's never seen this.
Right. I mean, I have a patient in my current practice right now. The radiologist called me, 14-inch blood clot. I've never seen a 14-inch blood clot. Normally, these are a centimeter or two.
So do we know what the shots are doing then?
The shots are causing tremendous production of the spike protein. The spike protein itself is stimulating blood clot formation while it damages the inner lining of blood vessels. Once the blood clots form, they become giant blood clots and they're loaded with the spike protein.
Dr. Yeadon says it's all premeditated. I mean, looking back at this, I saw the studies at UT in 2014 on that whole initiative. It killed half, the rats lived half as long. They described all this. So they, I mean, I'm not a scientist like you, but it looks pretty premeditated, Doc.
You know, I can't assess motive. I can just tell you, these vaccines, and remember DARPA, the research unit of the military, announced in 2012 they were going to use messenger RNA to end pandemics in 60 days. That was the ADEPT P3 program. It's on the DARPA website. We know that in 2005 that the PREP Act listed all these diseases that they were going to have covered countermeasures on. The United States has been getting ready for biological warfare for quite some time. The SARS-CoV-2 program of both the threat, SARS-CoV-2, and the answers, vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, has been in development easily since 2012. And whatever happened in the lab in Wuhan, China, it's been a disaster. I think, honestly, the lab in China was a contractor. They're a contractor for this U.S. research. It went bad.
By the way, that's the consensus now. That I love America. I hate the Shycoms, but criminal elements in our government were using that as a cutout or a place to do this.
It looks like it. In fact,
let's talk about it. Two more segments with Dr. Peter McCullough on fire today. Wow. I mean, this is just total vindication. OnlineHealthNow.com.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
This summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
All right, I've made the call. We got 15 minutes left, a 5-minute segment right now, and 10-minute segment after the break, 1 minute. So Dr. Peter McCullough, so I'm not asking the questions, is about to host this segment and the next. I'll be here to traffic cop. Please, doctor.
So many people ask me, Dr. McCullough, how could the world have gotten in this type of place where we're in a situation where it almost seems like it's a government operation against its own people in every country in the world simultaneously? And what we see from a macro level is the countries that allowed doctors and other healthcare providers to be independent, they didn't sign on to this vaccine agenda. They're coming out looking great, including Haiti, including Ivory Coast, many countries in Africa. A recent analysis on my Twitter feed shows that Africa is coming out great. Pretty much COVID-19 is over with. Why? Because they didn't take COVID-19 vaccines. It's very important. The COVID-19 vaccines and analyses published by Supermanian, Camp, and Beatty create more cases of COVID-19 and increase COVID mortality. How do they do that? The COVID-19 vaccines misdirect the immune system. So the immune system is not ready to handle a next version of SARS-CoV-2. It actually gets a more severe case. Patients are more communicable with one another. They spread the virus more readily when they take the vaccines. Essentially, the vaccines have backfired. And so we've gotten to a situation that the more vaccines that are taken, the worse the countries do. Analyses out of Australia now on some hospital censuses, it's 99, if not 100% of Australians in the hospital with COVID-19 are fully vaccinated. We know in that country, wisely, 10% of people in Australia have not taken a vaccine. So it's the unvaccinated in Australia that look terrific. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to work with Australians, multiple cities, and we're going to go over the data together. It's astonishing that COVID-19 vaccination has backfired to the extent it has. People have said, how did this terrible idea about messenger RNA coding for the spike protein or adenoviral DNA, or actually just giving the killed virus itself or the spike protein antigen, why is that such a bad idea? Because in this case, the spike protein is the most mutagenic part of the virus. The virus literally looks at what the vaccines do, and the virus laughs at it and quickly is able to mutate and get around the vaccines. And each time that virus then is actually able to reinfect somebody who took the vaccine and sadly has been able to reinfect somebody who's already recovered from COVID-19. Remember, the majority of people who've developed COVID in 2021 and 2022 are fully vaccinated. So they have both the exposures of the vaccine as well as COVID. So they keep loading the body with spike protein. And that's where we're seeing the cumulative risks, particularly of myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. So, you know, neither one is good, neither the respiratory infection or the vaccine. Sadly, many people are getting both. It looks like there's a military origin to this. And when the vaccines were rolled out in the United States, it was Health and Human Services that announced that there was an emergency to justify the EUA, and then the Department of Defense. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, they're suppliers. In a sense, they're marketing shields. And what we now know is that the vaccines themselves are manufactured by defense contractors. Prominently, Moderna, its product is made by a company called Resilience. They have a big plant outside of Mississauga, Ontario. Under emergency use authorization, the vaccines are not inspected. The FDA can't inspect them. Even Moderna, Pfizer, the other companies, they can't inspect them. The final fill and finish is done by defense contractors.
That is so unprecedented.
And we now have great concerns that the quantity and purity of messenger RNA is not equal in each vial. And that's the reason why some vials and some lots are far more deadly than others.
Wow, we're going to come back, final segment, we're going to host that as well. What are you going to hit?
We're going to touch on the final analyses of where we're going next in terms of who's taking boosters and what's happening.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. Back in 60 seconds, tell everybody to tune in now. And I'm just shutting up so Dr. Peter McCullough can host the show. Folks love it. We got 10 minutes left in this segment, sir. During that one-minute break, you were on fire. Repeat all that. I was like, stop saying this. Say it on air.
There seems to be a madness that's taken over the world on vaccines. I was astonished to learn on a VAERS report, Vaccine Event Reporting System report, that a six-month-old baby at the same administration received the DPT, the MMR, influenza vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine, and the COVID-19 vaccine. All at once, it's in the VAERS record, and a six-month-old baby died 2 days later. Now, doctors, parents, and lay people need to understand the human body can only take so much. This is, in a sense, vaccinating to death. Vaccinating to death. Every vaccine ought to be considered seriously. Every vaccine has risks and benefits. Every vaccine, even the old ones, deserve some reappraisal. We need to reevaluate these. I personally, I've taken every vaccine. I followed every single one on the schedule. I traveled to India a few years ago. I'm going back there next week. I've taken additional vaccines to go to India and travel. I am, you know, fully accept vaccines. I am not anti-vax. But when it came to the COVID-19 vaccines, I didn't take it. And not taking the COVID-19 vaccine was the smartest health decision I ever made. Our CDC says, sadly, only 17% of Americans have not taken any COVID-19 vaccine. It turns out about a third of Americans only took, you know, either zero or one shots. That means two-thirds took the full set. But where we are now with our CDC indicates that only 15% of Americans are keeping up on the bivalent booster shots. And I think this is very wise. David Wiseman, former J&J scientist who's testified at the U.S. FDA, is worried because the bivalent boosters not only are half-coded for the original Wuhan spike protein, but also produce spike protein against BA4 and BA5. These are different spike proteins. They can interact with one another. And to make matters worse, BA4 and BA5 is gone. It actually left America through the fall. So the current bivalent boosters, which failed in animal studies to stop SARS-CoV-2, gave a surrogate rise in antibodies, which the antibodies are unfortunately an unreliable surrogate for disease prevention. The BA4, BA5 variants are gone now. We have been replaced. We have the BQ variant and the XBB. They're the predominant variants in the United States. In my Substack, I indicate in the last week that they represent probably 3/4 of all the variants. I believe they're slightly more virulent, and we're seeing this out of China, where China's having a large current prevalence pool of those sick. And because it's a big country and they have a lot of people, they do have a lot of hospitalizations and proportionally higher deaths because it's such a big country and so many people are sick at the same time. But our current bivalent boosters have no theoretical coverage of working against SARS-CoV-2. I can tell you, I would expect as a doctor that taking a COVID-19 bivalent booster shot would provide zero protection. And we're starting to see example after example. A recent paper by Shretha and colleagues from the Cleveland Clinic shows that the lowest risk group in the Cleveland Clinic are those who've taken none of these shots. And then the next higher risk is one shot, two shots, and therefore those who've taken the most shots have the highest risk of getting COVID in the Cleveland Clinic workforce. That's now been fully revealed. We have additional data across Canada, the UK, Scotland, South Africa, and Australia that the more shots that are taken, the higher chances of getting the illness, hospitalization, and death. And in every single analysis, the unvaccinated look the best. Now, people have said, well, what's unique about being unvaccinated? That can be more likely to be younger, fitter, and stronger. People obviously, you know, we're discerning, but also largely people who may have had COVID-19 early on. That was my circumstance. And I felt, listen, I was already through the illness. I already had natural immunity. So we have great news on natural immunity. Probably the single most important paper that I saw emerge in the last few months was published by Chin and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, in late October of 2022. 59,000 prisoners, 17,000 staff in a congregate setting. So they knew every single case and they knew who got hospitalized and died. The important point is if someone's already had COVID in the Delta or the Omicron epics of the pandemic that there was a negligible risk of hospitalization and death. And in that study in Chen, when I mean negligible, there were zero hospitalizations and deaths in those who had previously had COVID and were naturally immune when they got another case of COVID, and it didn't matter whether or not they took a vaccine.
And Doc, you said that 2.5 years ago, so you're vindicated again, but that's a known scientific fact. What about the prosecutions? What about Nuremberg 2? What about stopping them launching their next attack?
We have to have full-out investigations at this point in time. I think all roads lead to Davos, Switzerland. There ought to be really, I think, a census of who goes to the World Economic Forum meetings. I think fully deposed.
As an organized crime network.
What's said at this? You know, people have said, well, how is this syndicate, or what we call in our book, the biopharmaceutical complex organized? I can tell you it's organized. They go meet in Davos, Switzerland. They meet, and every single person who's there in Davos, Switzerland, I think should be investigated and deposed in their participation of this crime against humanity.
We got 3 minutes left. Other key points.
Major key points are that natural immunity appears to be winning the day. The first question I ask when someone calls me and says, Dr. McCall, I have COVID, the first question I have is, did you have it before? And if you've had it before, what we've learned now is very few people need prescription drugs. We can use over-the-counter nutraceuticals and supplements, virucidal nasal washes and sprays and gargles, and we can get through it with no prescription drugs and no worry about hospitalization and death. If someone is having their first episode of COVID, different story. They probably will need full McCullough protocol, FLCC, or AFLDS, one of the standard outpatient protocols, and don't wait. If it's your first case of COVID, don't wait. Contact either your doctor if they know how to treat COVID, or move to one of the treatment networks, wellness company being accessible to all, but there's many wonderful telemedicine companies. In fact, myfreedoctor.com is now associated with the wellness company. Wonderful move by Ben Marble.
Great guy.
Foster Colson to do this. But make sure you let the doctor know, is it your first episode or a subsequent episode? Very, very important. The other point, Alex, is this came out from a recent Harvard study by Clausen and colleagues, concluding 94% of Americans have been through COVID. Listen, there is no emergency. This is over with for us.
And the reason we harp on it is, it's their excuse for world government, their excuse for the universal basic income, their excuse for the carbon tax, their excuse for the social credit score. It's their big power grab. That's why we've got to keep exposing it, or they're going to launch it again. A lot of my listeners go, look, we made it through it. Screw them. Let's move on. No, they're coming back again.
Well, as evidence for that, what did Biden just do? He extended the national emergency. Remember, there's two.
And his new chief of staff was the former COVID head.
Yeah, that's true. And you know that the national emergencies, there's two of them. There's one declared by the president, a national emergency, and then by Secretary of HHS, the health emergency. Those need to fall. People should put a tremendous amount of pressure on this. Do you know there's a recent letter that's gone from 25 governors to call for the dissolution of those two national emergencies. And many states now are getting rid of any emergency declaration.
That's right. So America and the world is waking up. Maria Z from Australia, under total tyranny, is about to take over. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate bone broth with the chaga mushroom and the turmeric, the bee pollen. It's the best bone broth out there. It's back in stock. Discount on InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay on air. Great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Peter McCullough, OnlineHealthNow.com. To go there and sign up for all this or find out about all the stuff, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There he goes, folks. Maria Z takes over. And then in 45 minutes, the one, the only, Owen Schroyer with The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show.
At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
There it is, out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. You want to know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together talking about how they're going to oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that want to shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms. He's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about band.video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with a tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity, and he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us, that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com is literally the tip of the spear, and out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for, and it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.